Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts. Religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. It's Jeff Russ just trying to walk in right as we're starting a segment. What are we doing here, Russ? Do you not know what time it is? You not looking at clocks back there?
Oh, the Great Wolf Lodge changes a person.
That's right. He was at the Great Wolf Lodge this weekend, wasn't he?
I still have never been.
I have. Well, I obviously, my kid's not old enough yet, but I'm sure it'll be in my future at some point.
I'm anti-water slide park guy.
Really?
Yeah, I hate water slides.
Anti-water slide.
I don't like being in tubes, claustrophobic.
Okay.
I don't want to get stuck. My biggest fear, there's a video online of a cruise ship with a water slide, and in it, this lady, it's like part of the slide is over the boat or the ship, and the lady just gets stuck right at that part, and it's in the middle of this long slide, and I'm like,
what do you do?
You just have to wait there.
The next person's going to ram into your back.
And now I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to breathe. Yeah. I'm having a panic attack in
that
moment.
That's happening to you in that moment.
And have you ever done the fast, like when you go to the really steep straight down slides that are just like rocket ones?
Yes.
I've literally, my whole body's been off of it.
Terrifying.
I'm anti that.
I'm out on for sure. The tube ones I'm not scared of, but I see your point. I see the claustrophobic
point. I don't like being in the dark. And then at the end, you don't know, but the water shoots into your eyes. Yeah. And now you got like, your eyes are burning. I don't want to do the one where you stand and you're looking at the guy and he hits the button when you don't expect it. And then you just free fall drop. I'm out.
Didn't see that coming.
I'm anti-heights. I don't like falling.
That I agree with.
You know the rides that just go up and down?
That's why I'm anti-roller coaster. I don't trust the technology behind it, man. I want nothing to do with that. Some pothead was screwing those bolts in last night to make sure it's tight. I don't trust his work.
See, roller coasters are not the same to me. I love a roller coaster. I don't like the Guardians, the Galaxy ride at California Adventure is basically the Tower of Terror. And you go up. And you don't know, but you're going to drop. And you're going to go up, and you're going to drop. And I can't do that. My stomach doesn't sit well with that.
Well, talk about a roller coaster. The rest of the college football season is going to be a roller coaster. Yeah, see what I did there? You like that? You like that pivot?
Speaking of water slides, who's going to be wet from all the crying
tonight? We will get to that in a moment. For scheduling purposes, are you ready for what the playoffs will look like and the networks that they will air on? We now have times, kickoff times and networks ready to go for the playoffs.
I need this for my vacation request.
Which, by the way, it's just when you see the dates, you're like, God, that is a lot. I mean, I know it's almost there, and we are technically in November now. I get it. But just seeing it, it's like jarring of like, that's like a month away. We're not that far away from this.
You know what my kid played in my car yesterday?
What did she play yesterday?
Frank Sinatra Christmas.
You're damn right. Hell yeah.
I really like Frank Sinatra, Dad.
Hell
I go, you love
yes.
Old Blue Eyes,
Let's
huh?
go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Raise them right. I'm crying if my kid does that to me in 5 years.
Dad, you put on Frank?
Yeah, buddy, I could put on Frank.
But you can't force it. You got to let them find Frank.
Let them choose their own path. Game one of the first round of the playoff will be Friday night, December 19th. 5 o'clock kick time on ABC and ESPN. Standalone game on Friday night. If you're looking, if your team is in the mix of going to the playoff and has a chance, they could either play that night or the rest of the games will all be on Saturday, December 20th, starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN, 12:30 on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max. Remember they had that trade-off of the playoff games? And then 4:30 on TNT, True TV, or HBO Max. You get a triple header.
So I only miss one of those
playoff games. Yes.
Because I'm holding
the line. Well, two. Friday night and Saturday. The first two, the Friday night game and the Saturday morning game are ABC, ESPN.
Well, if it's ABC, I don't miss it.
If it's they're both on ABC.
There
you go. You'll be able to watch.
I'm good.
So you get a triple header. So if you're looking for, hey, is my team going to be playing in the playoff? Don't plan anything just to be safe on Saturday, December 20th. That might be a day that your team's playing. There's three games that day. The NFL does start their Saturday games at that point, so that'll be going head-to-head against NFL games. And remember, the ESPN negotiation with TNT, they got to choose which one they wanted. They chose the first game because there won't be an NFL game at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm. The second playoff games will go head-to-head against the NFL slate.
Okay.
Then you get your quarterfinals. There's one game on New Year's Eve. It will be the Cotton Bowl this year. 4:30 kick on ESPN, no ABC. 4:30 kick on ESPN.
Hold the line.
New Year's
Look
Eve.
For a link.
Live in Dallas, Texas. And then again, you get the triple header on Saturday. So it starts with the Orange Bowl early in the morning, 9 a.m. on ESPN. 1 o'clock, the Rose Bowl on ESPN. And 5 o'clock, the Sugar Bowl on ESPN. And that leads to the semifinals, which will be on Thursday and Friday, January 8th and January 9th, also both on ESPN, both kicking at 4:30. And then the national championship will be Monday, January 19th. So
on
there is your playoff. ESPN.
No ABC for the Natty?
They don't do ABC for the Natty.
Why?
Because they want to direct you to their streaming platform. Have you heard of ESPN streaming platform?
Hold the line.
It's very affordable, Brandon. Everybody's doing it right now.
Probably going to have to get... I'm going to cave.
I mean, hopefully there's a deal done for YouTube TV subscribers by them.
I have no optimism that that's going to be possible.
So I just wanted to pass that along. The quarterfinal dates we all kind of know, right? It's like New Year's Eve, January 1st. We know those dates. I was more interested in the networks and where they were going to show that opening weekend. So you have one game Friday the 19th and then three games Saturday the 20th. So plan your schedules accordingly if your team is heading to the college football playoff.
You think Oregon's going to host a playoff game or be on the road?
I mean, they got to get there first. They got to get there first, Bob. Mm. You got to get there first. Although the idea of hosting a playoff game is a lot of fun. Like just the thought of that on a Friday night at Autzen or...
I think they need to run the table if they want to host a playoff game.
Very well could be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They can't get in with a playoff game at
Depends on how much chaos you have elsewhere. Like
There's
who else
chaos,
is going to lose?
But
Does Alabama lose LSU this weekend?
But again... Alabama still has...
They have a better resume than
better
you do.
Resume, yeah. Even with more losses.
We had somebody text in about that yesterday of like, it was an Oregon fan, I'm assuming, asking why is Alabama just given this, their loss to Florida State and Oregon's loss to Indiana. Indiana's undefeated.
Because of who they've beaten.
It's because of who they've beaten.
It's not even close.
What's more important, who you've lost to or who you've beaten? Because Alabama's loss looks horrible now in hindsight. They lost to one of the worst teams in the ACC who might not win a Power Four game the rest of the year. But they've beaten multiple ranked teams at this point. But that also gets back to the point of SEC bias, and I want that to lead into our comments on the rankings of, like, you beat Missouri. Missouri, I'm not acting like Missouri's a bad team. I don't think there's a difference between Missouri and Iowa, and you get the benefit of a top 15 win, whereas there's the chance going into tonight that Iowa's not even ranked. Now, Oregon has not beaten Iowa. They still have to do that. But they get the benefit of beating Tennessee, who's a three-loss team who is still ranked in the top 25, and Missouri, who somehow is ranked 19th, and what is Missouri's best win this year? You want to take a look at their resumes? At Kansas, 42-31. South Carolina, 29-20.
Well,
UMass, Auburn, who fired their head coach.
See, South Carolina
in overtime
fired their OC.
I did see that. For a second straight year, they fired their OC.
Well, it's going to be, that's his third OC.
Yeah, yeah.
So at some point, is it the OC or
is it you?
Is he gonna be allowed to hire a fourth offensive coordinator?
I don't think they're
How
firing
many coaches
Shane Beamer.
Get to hire four offensive coordinators that aren't like Nick Saban. I lost the guy because he's the head coach.
He's the Steve Spurrier of firing offensive coordinators. Spurrier used to bench his quarterback after like one bad drive. That's what Beamer does. I'm firing him and hiring him left and right. You're in, you're out, baby. Moving on.
I certainly think it'd be really cool to host a playoff game. And I understand that they've got all the other bowl games to make. They need to make more bowl games matter is their problem. Even though people watch them, you don't feel great about it as a fan.
It's on TV. It's December. You're on vacation. But nobody really cares.
I still think the first two rounds should be home sites.
Agree completely.
And I think that's the proper way to do it. But that's what makes sense. And that sport doesn't always do what makes sense. So.
Before we get to the mail sack, let me ask two questions. Okay? And we'll track this for tomorrow. Who tonight, according to the official college football playoff committee, we get their opening rankings tonight, is the number one team in the country? Is it easily Ohio State to you, or are you going to make an argument for somebody else? And where is Oregon ranked?
I think Ohio State gets one, Indiana two.
So it goes Ohio State, Indiana, A&M?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That'll be my guess. And okay. I think Oregon is eighth.
Eighth? Okay.
Eighth.
Yeah, I think Oregon will be eighth.
Don't copy me.
How dare you.
I don't think Ohio State will be number one.
So you think Ole Miss and BYU will be ranked ahead of Oregon, I'm assuming? Because in the AP, they're sixth, and Ole Miss is seven, BYU is eight.
I think Ole Miss will be higher than Oregon.
Okay.
And I could see BYU getting a benefit.
They're undefeated. Yeah.
They had a, what, when they, weren't they 10-2 last year, and they didn't get in?
Yeah. 10-2, and they did not get in the playoff.
And I think the committee, look, Indiana or Ohio State, I don't know. I'm going to guess Ohio State because it's going to be the cliche,
to be the champ, you got to beat the champ.
Nobody's beating the champ, so.
Okay.
I think it'll be either Indiana or Texas A&M. I don't think Ohio State.
So you don't think Ohio State will be number one?
Will be number one.
A&M's strength of record thing that they're claiming they're going to implement this year, which I don't know if people think that's a joke, but it certainly would be a case for Indiana and A&M because Ohio State's best win right now is Texas.
Texas. Texas and Washington are their two best wins, and Washington's not ranked, and Texas, I mean, don't even get me started.
Yeah, the biggest thing to look for is, are teams given more credit for good wins, or are they docked bigger for bad losses?
Yeah. What's more important to you as a committee member? If you were on the committee, what would be more important?
And Alabama's the true test of that because they have one of the worst losses of any of the top teams, but they have as
multiple
many
good
wins. Wins, maybe more than anybody else.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So, trying to look up something here. I can't find it.
That's all right. It comes out tonight. I'm ready to yell at my TV. We'll see who's number one. I think Ohio State will be number one, and I'm going to go Oregon at seven. I think they're behind.
You think seven?
I think they're behind Ole Miss. I don't think they're going to be behind BYU, but we will find out tonight.
Who is your group of six guess?
The highest ranked group of six team will probably be Memphis, would be
my
guess.
What about San Diego State? They're kind of flying under the radar, and I can't believe that given what I saw them do at Washington State.
Who did Memphis lose to? Memphis lost to UAB. Oh, God, that's a bad
loss. That was the Dilfer
Fire game. I think it's North Texas. I think North Texas.
You think North Texas would be the team?
I think it's one of those three teams.
Okay. Does that give hope to Washington State, Oregon State fans, seeing how chaotic that is this year? Like, who is that team going to be? They're getting in the playoff, whether you're ranked or not.
No, because you're still a couple years from that.
Okay. Well, technically next year.
No, because you're not going to be in this next year.
How do you know you don't go hire Kurt Cignetti and turn things around right away? Did I just say wide away?
You did say wide away.
I said wide away.
Yeah.
Where's that wabbit?
Well, I think you're trying to be really nice is what you're doing right now.
If North Texas can do it, why can't you do it? Damn it.
Well, got to hire the right coach first.
Come on, baby.
Hire the right coach first.
All right, let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in, 919. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Let's get to the mail sack. You guys ready? You know, I got a
sack
update.
It up,
I got a
Sikorsky.
Update with you guys today that I
what?
It's not even a fact. I'm just gonna say something, and I can't believe I've become this person.
No.
Uh-oh.
It's involving animals.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Here we go, bros. See what we got.
Straight.
He's still defending his game 7 situation in the
yeah, that's
Patrick
one.
Had my back.
No, he didn't.
No,
he's
he didn't.
Being nice to you. Patrick likes you. He respects you.
I feel like Patrick has everybody's back.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that if you could argue something to him, he'd be like, you know what? You're right, man. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to
defend
put that
you
as
no matter what you
question.
Do.
I think Paris would defend literally anybody in anything.
Mail sack question. One-way trip. It's just you. 30 years in the past, you know what's going to happen, or 30 years in the future, but you don't know what will happen?
Dude.
Why would anybody go to the future instead of the past?
Well, this is crazy. What's the question?
Wait, 30 years in the future,
okay,
I don't know, or I do know?
I will read it again.
Okay.
Mail sack.
Okay.
One-way trip, it's just you. 30 years in the past, you know what's going to happen, or 30 years in the future, but you don't know what will happen.
Well, this is really sad because you lose your family unless you go to the future. But do they know you in the future?
You have to re-find your family. You have to, if you want your family back, you got to go re-find
them. Well,
are
you going 30 years back for like one sort of thing that you like regret you missed out on?
Well, I'm not trying to exaggerate.
Are you going 30 years back and then starting over?
I literally had a dream last night that I was stuck in an alternate timeline and I helped two
future
random
or past?
Past.
Past, okay.
Like we're talking the 40s.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like the 40s to me, and I helped two people. I said, buy Google and Apple stock. And then I saw them again, and I said, hey, I gave you some information, but it's not going to be valuable to you for a long time. He goes, I did the math. I'll be 65 when the Apple stock's valuable. It was like a weird dream.
What is happening right now?
I don't
now?
Know. It was a weird dream.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I would go to the future because I don't want to not see my family or be a part of them.
You would just have to do it again. You just have to go find them again. How'd you meet your wife?
In college.
See, are you not going to go to Oregon State this time around? You don't want to go be a Beeve anymore? You want to choose
but
a new
if
pathway?
You go to the future, how do you go back to college?
I'm saying if you go to the past, you could just have the same.
He said 30 years.
Yeah, you go back 30 years.
I was in college 30 years ago.
I'm not saying you were. I'm saying you could still follow the same future.
Not
you would
was
be.
I was done.
Well,
I guess
Swag had already moved on from college.
Okay, so if I went
I'm
back,
I'm saying
I'd
you
be,
can still follow
be,
the same
I'd be
timeline.
Going on 9 years old, if
yes,
I went,
and you would know everything you know now, dude. So you would know that you're going to meet your wife at Oregon State. So I have to go to Oregon State. Where did you meet her? Then you go.
Well, okay, but are you a believer in the butterfly effect of how you met and who you were? Actually brought you versus what you know
I think
now
something
changes
to that.
Who you are. Because I wouldn't be the same person.
I wouldn't be the same person. I don't think it would change who I was. And I would take the choice of going 30 years in the past to just become insanely rich.
Well, you'd have to tell your parents to be insanely rich and be like, trust me, guys. I'm 9. You need to believe
me. Take all
me
my allowance and put it on Netflix.
Buy Bitcoin in 09 when it's 10 cents a share.
I know. I'm rich, bitch. Man.
I go in the past.
I think you're underrated.
What am I going to miss in the next 30 years? Do I get to come back 30 years? Do I go to the future and then come back?
Think about how you met your wife.
Yes. I met her doing the show.
I don't think it's safe to assume everything happens. I don't think you get the show.
I know where she works. I'm going to go to the restaurant and pester her.
Yeah, I don't think she likes you now.
Hey.
And now you don't have a radio show.
Woo, woo, hey, you.
Now you're just an annoying guy at Buffalo
Who's
Wild
really
Wings.
Really rich, yelling. I'd say, check out all my cool crypto money. Do you want to come home with me tonight, babe?
Oh, you're a crypto bro at a Buffalo Wild Wings? Now you're the worst.
This is going to end well for me.
I think you're really underrating the butterfly effect
here. I guess my question would be, if I go 30 years in the future, is it just to check it out and then I come back? Do I have to miss the next?
This is very vague.
Teddy is 31 years, 32 years old now?
Does Teddy exist?
I'm 65. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I think this is mostly
I want nothing to do with the future.
No. Do you want to be super rich?
I don't want
to
skip the next 30 years.
Yes. Those are pivotal years for you.
We know why you don't want
to.
Yes. R.I.P. Thoughts and prayers.
Mail sack. What's more demoralizing?
Even you thought that was funny.
What's more demoralizing? Being one of the kids trying out for the basketball team and their coach picks a dog over you, Airbud, or being an orphan and having your new potential parents pick a mouse over you, Stuart Little. I think losing out on the hoops team to a dog would
losing
be more,
to Airbud.
More depressing than your parents. Because
those aren't your real parents. If they're choosing to not adopt you over, like, they're foster parents either way.
If I'm at an adoption house, if I'm an orphan.
I'm trying out for the hoops team and a Labrador Retriever makes the team over you.
First of all, is he 7-for-7 from the field? You kind of have to understand it if you're 1-for-9.
I mean, he is cooking.
And if you're scrawny little kid versus, like, pretty built dog versus.
Pretty built dog.
I want you.
What's his vertical?
Clearly, he was like a 35-inch vert. I want you to paint a picture, okay. Andrew.
Yeah, paint the picture.
Rocky and Sue don't exist.
No.
You're in a depressing orphanage.
That's what happens when I went in the past. Look at that. I butterfly affected it.
You think you're a pretty good, cute, fat child. In walks a family desperate for a kid.
I didn't get fat till I was older, all right? Easy with the fat kid stuff.
And they're choosing the mouse.
I mean,
they could have gone to Petco for this option. They chose the walking, talking mouse over you.
It's a walking, talking mouse. He's got a car. He drives around the neighborhood. I would adopt it, too.
You want a kid that has a license already? You were right there. You were 10.
I'd rather get cut. I'd rather the dog make the team than not be adopted by a family.
Just be a drama kid. Mail sack, is it a conspiracy or is the AP top 25 actually rigged and they're trying their hardest to keep Missouri and Tennessee ranked so Bama has 4 ranked wins?
All of this is rigged and it's all for entertainment purposes. None of this is real logical.
That's the only stuff that I'll criticize of, like, I know that Alabama's got a good resume. Like, that is 2 of their wins. And Tennessee's a good team this year. They're a 6-3 team who's only ranked in the top 25 because they're in the SEC. And Missouri, to me, is no different than Washington, USC, or Iowa.
I don't disagree with you.
Those
I just think it's
Michigan.
More about the stretch
the
of runs.
Teams.
Yeah. The games in which they had to play consecutively.
Millsack question. What is the most underrated topping on a burger? Mine is fried onion straws.
Oh, I love fried onion straws.
I don't think there is one.
Most underrated for you?
There's a hot take. There isn't one. You're going to name something. I'm going to say, that's great.
Because
if you go if you use the word underrated, like bacon doesn't count. Bacon's not underrated.
Extra Burgerville sauce?
Extra sauce. Trying to think.
See, I'm more of a grilled onions guy. I love the grilled onions.
I'm in on that, too.
On burgers and dogs? Or just burgers or just dogs?
On just about anything. A sandwich, like patty melts are fantastic.
I like raw white chopped onions on a dog more than grilled onions on a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Burger, I take the grilled onions for sure.
I'm anti-raw onions in almost any situation.
I love it raw, dude. I love it.
And barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is awesome.
Yeah, I don't think that's a hot take. There's a Western bacon burger that
exists. I know.
Yeah, like onion rings are a part of that. Ooh. I love a good onion ring on a burger. Sometimes I'll shove some fries into a burger. Does that count as underrated?
I love putting fries on a
burger. Love putting fries on the burger.
You know, I did a group of guys who make burgers. They don't do business on the station.
How many of them are there?
NBA starting lineup.
Okay.
And there's that many making a burger?
Yeah.
And sometimes throwing fries in a bag.
Yeah.
And one of the sauce options was A1.
Huh.
Now, I didn't choose it, but I love A1 on a burger.
There's a particular...
I don't know if I've ever had A1
on a burger. Of the particular burger places that, offers A1, and that's what I get.
Do you like well-done steak?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't like well-done steak, but if I gave you one, you'd probably put what on it?
I'd probably throw it in the trash, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't just put A1 and just deal with it?
No, I
wouldn't.
What's
wrong with you?
That's just gross.
I mean, it's not great.
I'll just microwave something.
That's instead. The only, but that's the instance when A1 is valuable.
When you need it.
So A1 on a burger is good. I also don't use it very often.
I got to admit, I think A1's probably my least used condiment of my entire life.
Are you a Heinz 57 boy?
Yeah.
I used to hate Heinz 57.
Yeah, more than A1, probably.
Really?
Last one here. Mail sack for this segment. We'll carry it over. Mail sack, what is the most... Oh, no, I just read that. Sorry, delete. Mail sack, do you keep your phone on vibrate 24-7, or do you put your ringer on when you aren't live on the air?
24-7.
24-7.
Yeah.
I don't...
I'm not messing with that.
If my ringer goes off, it's because I had set an alarm for a nap and I forgot to turn the ringer off.
Yeah.
And I have like church bells that go off. Unless I'm expecting a call I can't miss
and I'm up doing something and I need to hear it no matter what. Like if I'm doing chores around the house or stuff like that, I will specifically turn the ringer on if I can't miss a call for some reason.
Hmm. I do miss the ringtone era though. That was right in the sweet spot of Dirt and I's.
Yeah, ringtones were cool.
You know, younger, teenage, young adult lives.
The old
was,
flip phones.
There used to be the nice hack. People would go to, like, the Walmarts, and they would find a system where they could download any song.
Right.
And I never figured it out, but there used to be a whole system of ringtones.
Let me ask you this technology question. Do you guys ever turn off your laptops?
Yeah.
No. I don't.
I feel like this is a generational thing.
It just
but
dies.
My wife isn't old. My wife turns on and off her laptop every time she uses it. And I look at her like, why are you turning it off? She said, why would I not turn it off?
Don't they tell you not to, or am I wrong on that?
I mean, you need to let it kind of recycle it. So I turn it off when I get home, like if I start having it up and I'm monitoring email, it'll be up until I go to bed and I turn it off.
You turn it off before you go
to bed.
I've never turned this laptop off. Sometimes it dies.
That's my thing. I've never turned it off.
I plug it in when I come into work in the morning.
It's kind of jarring to look back.
Do you ever turn your phone off?
No.
No?
I will restart the phone every once in a while just to kind of reset it.
What does that mean, though? What does it reset? Does it need to reset it?
What are you resetting?
Well, it clears the cache.
You got cached up? I don't even know what that means.
Watching porn?
What is a cache?
No.
What's in the cache?
You know, the C-H-C-A.
Yeah, I know the word. What is it?
It just
what's in your cache?
It's his junk.
What junk do you get on a phone?
I don't know. He's got an Android. He's a green text, bro. I don't know what
I'm just asking if that's a legitimate thing or if that's just something you've always habitually done. Does it actually do anything?
No, I'm advised that you should do that because I never turn it off.
Sure. You would really rather.
I've never turned my phone off.
You'd really rather save the disappointment of being cut on a basketball team for a dog instead of being adopted by a family.
That kid's
over a mouse.
That mouse is riding around in a convertible, dude. That's a cool ass mouse right there.
Do you ever recover as a human if people choose a talking mouse over you as an adoption option?
Imagine how brutal school's going to be saying, hey, why aren't you playing on the basketball team? Well, the Labrador Retriever made it over me. He's the starting point guard now.
What's your conversation if you say, oh, the mouse got adopted and I'm
back to the
adoptable orphanage.
Just go hang out until I get adopted again.
But I think if they choose the mouse, they're telling you you're never going to get adopted.
I've just got to wait for the right parents to come along.
Boy, you're a liar. You'd be a wreck.
We got some more mail sack questions to get to coming up next. All right, more mail sack time.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
By the way, update, Jonathan Bailey, first openly gay sexiest man alive.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know that. I also didn't know who he was until you told me that.
Well, there you go.
Mail sack question. Who is the leader so far in the NFL comeback player of the year?
Actually, I need to look at the odds of that. I'm not good at that. You guys have
I can't remember who was in or out last. I mean, and then...
McCaffrey? Yeah.
Might be McCaffrey. I don't know.
It's Rodgers right now.
McCaffrey, Dak, Hutchinson, Daniel Jones, and J.J. McCarthy are your top five.
It's got to be McCaffrey.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Although Dak would... I mean, how many games did Dak play last year? It wasn't a lot, was it?
It wasn't a lot. He's having a good year, but last night was pretty awful for the offense.
It was, but he's having a very good year this year.
But to your factoid Tuesday, the offense is McCaffrey or bust right now.
Also, I think we've had this, I remember having this debate with Lockie about what is your definition of comeback? Does it have to be an injury? Because Daniel Jones wasn't hurt. He just sucked.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that a comeback for you? Does that count in the category?
I don't know. I don't know if they
because that's almost like I view that as like a NBA's most improved player. Like if you wanted to give that to Daniel Jones, what did he come back from?
Mm.
Sucking? Is that a comeback award?
I thought I heard that the NFL was narrowing the definition.
That's what I thought,
of
to
that,
like,
award, that it was specifically injury. To injury.
That's what I thought too.
Illness.
So Hutchinson, Dak, or McCaffrey all make sense because they miss considerable amount of time.
What about Flacco coming back to the elite level?
Yeah, dude. I mean, hell, Stephon Diggs is far down that list, but Stephon Diggs is having a good year
this year
after all of his boat shenanigans in the offseason.
He's been pretty mature over there in New England.
Putting up good numbers, dude.
Vrabel, man.
He's
an adult, and he's relatable.
That helps. Mail sack, if you don't put out Christmas decorations, i.e. door wreath, inflatable Santa, anything with a Santa hat, is it okay to put the lights up before Thanksgiving? Short backstory, like Sprague, I grew up poor and was always jealous of the houses with Christmas lights as a kid. And as an adult slash dad, I now go full Griswold with my Christmas lights. I even have a couple of young trick-or-treaters say they can't wait to see what my lights will look like this year. I'm just curious on your take because I'll still put them up starting next week, and I won't bring them down until the start of February.
No, I think if you have, like, right now, and I'm looking out the window, so I don't know what it is where you're at, but like if you get home and it's sunny on a random day,
lights,
do it.
If it's just the lights,
get it done.
I'd say do whatever the hell you want, man. Who cares? I say that now. I used to maybe be one of the people that was like, how dare it? Like, what are you, idiot? Why do you have your Christmas lights up and turn them on in the middle of November? Now that I got a kid, you know how excited he gets to see an inflatable in a front yard?
Are you an inflatable guy?
I'm not, but he loves the hell out of them. We have to walk by a house in our neighborhood every day because they had like 15 inflatables up in their front yard for Halloween, and he loved looking at them every day.
Hmm.
Every day he walked by, whoa, he loved it. So you tell me Christmas lights are up and you're entertaining my kid? You do you, boo. Why do we police holiday behavior?
Can you pull that whoa? That was a great whoa that you just did as little Teddy ball game.
You like that whoa?
I mean, I just, you got to take advantage of your moments. So like for me, I actually need to get my Christmas decor in order here. My outdoor situation isn't something I love.
You got to start digging through it.
If I have a good weather day, I will put it up, but that doesn't mean I'm turning it on. Now, if you want to turn it on November 4th, 5th, whatever, God bless you. I'm not really going to judge you all that much. I have a neighbor who has the strand of lights that you put up from the big box stores year-round underneath.
Sure.
And he always has it lit up. It's just the colors sometimes change. Non-seasons, it's like a goldish yellow. People are putting those on their houses more and more.
I'm okay with that.
And then you can change it on the app.
Yeah,
like you can
change
put
the color
red
of the lights
if you want. Yeah.
For the holidays, you got a different look. Red, white, and blue for the 4th of July.
I've actually thought about doing it. It's like $300, but it's the full strand. It goes all over the house underneath, and you can just have them up year-round for all the holidays. You can do whatever colors you want.
I also am a believer of, like, if you find a sunny weekend in November, you get your lights up because you never know what December's going to bring.
You got to take advantage.
I also think if I'm putting in the time and effort, I want to turn them on.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like, if I'm spending the time out on a Saturday, wasting my whole
afternoon
putting lights up, and then just to have them on the house for 3 weeks without using them, I'm going to turn them on.
Full disclosure, I keep seeing a lot of these "we hang your lights up for you" signs, and I'm
contemplating.
I have a high point roof.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean my house is big. It's just a high point roof.
Not easy to do.
I have like a 9-foot lower roof section, and I'm shaking to get up on that. So as you can imagine, I don't get to the high point of the roof.
Let's get a couple more quick ones in your mail sack. What is the thing that you were most invested in that has zero influence on your life, like swag and his sports fandoms?
All right, everybody needs to just go to hell.
That was an unnecessary dig.
He said, I religiously watch the weather for no reason whatsoever. Like the Weather Channel? Because I would say that has a bearing on your life. I feel like you're...
No, I get what he's saying because I have one.
You got one?
I mean, it has a bearing, but like in the grand scheme of what this person's talking about, it's not my profession. There's probably zero future in it for me, really. Right now, it's coaching basketball.
Mm.
I can't tell you the amount of time I'm spending reading.
Thinking about.
Watching.
Yeah.
Thinking. Like,
it gets you back involved in sports, but you're not going to become a coach.
Don't tell my mentals that.
You could, though. Dan Lanning was a PE teacher.
Now, he was in his 20s.
Sure, he was a little bit of a younger whippersnapper, but he was a PE teacher.
But, like, in my
school,
head, I'm spending
coaching high school ball
a ton of time thinking about 8th grade girls basketball.
I'll definitely be there. I'll for sure be there.
Are you going to coach?
Oh, without a doubt. I'll coach something.
Because you got to be careful here. But... You can't commit too early because there might be another guy who's on Teddy's team, his kid's on Teddy's team, and he's like, I'm actually taking the mantle.
I'm going to be the guy.
You're not the coach.
Yeah, I don't know what sport would be the best to coach. That's all so tough.
It's interesting, the coaching world, because you see the coaches who definitely think they're the smartest in the room.
Yes.
And only their way is the way to do it.
No. We're not doing it that way. No, not happening.
My kid is coached by somebody that coached you. It's very awkward.
Oh, really?
But we've never talked.
My old Pop Warner football coach, huh?
I didn't name names.
Yeah. He was a good Pop Warner coach. Ask him about legendary sixth grade quarterback dirt.
It would be hilarious if he went, who's Andy?
Oh, he knows. He remembers.
Whoa.
I'm a legend.
That's a good whoa.
Next time you see him, ask him. Hey, remember the Pop Warner quarterback?
Was there a lot of woes?
About 20 years. A lot of woes. I was throwing tuds all over the place, dude. Came in against
sixth
Grant.
Grade?
Came in against Grant. Won a big game. Just saying.
Whoa. You were throwing in sixth tuds. Grade?
We were throwing the ball in sixth grade.
I don't think that's what football was.
Check the stats, bitch. Google me.
Well, I mean, I can't check stats for no box scores.
We kept them. Mail sack question. What's the hardest to resist if it's placed in front of you during a four-hour show? Donuts, pizza, candy, jerky, chicken wings, nachos, or a really killer mix bar?
They were asking this on primetime yesterday.
So I'm doing a four-hour show and these items are in front of me. What's
the hardest
to resist?
Well, because you brought in candies.
Yeah, you brought in the
I'm
big
I'm assuming
bag
that's
of
what
candy.
Brought on their conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big
I had to take
discussion
it out of here.
Yesterday.
The candy was yesterday?
Yeah. Well, that bag was clearly opened and used all of yesterday,
that
so I had to get
point.
It out of
people
here.
People got to eat the candy. I got leftover candy. Somebody's got to eat it.
Look, any of those things listed, I could eat a million versions of it, right? Pizza, nachos, tacos. Logically, if it's brought in the office and in front of me, you put a donut box in front of me,
that'll
I am
you.
Likely to consume yeah. half that box.
Especially
I have a donut
with our
weakness.
Time slot.
Yeah, that's the only, pizza to me is a breakfast option, but you know.
I'm with you on pizza as a breakfast
option.
Yeah,
that was Isaac and Suk. They were, cannot, if there's fresh,
if there's a box of pizza in front of me,
pizza.
I will not stop eating pizza.
If you put two dozen fresh donuts in front of me and there's fritters and bars and jelly filled, I'll eat nine of those before I realize I'm way too full.
Live on the air, I'm not doing chicken wings because it's too messy with your fingers.
That
I don't want to mess with
stuck
that.
In your teeth.
Nachos are just like, do I have a plate of nachos? Do I have to grab one nacho at a time? And then there's the chance of spilling.
I have too much germaphobe stuff with
convoluted.
Nacho sharing. It's tough.
Yeah, I would go, if you put pizza in front of me, dear God.
Yeah, I'm going to go donuts on that one.
Let's see here. Do I got one more of my notes? I got one more of my notes. Mail sack dirt. If you're thinking about a second kid, play the long game. Wait at least 3 years so you can reuse all the baby stuff you bought the first time without selling it off. Plus, your first kid will be old enough that you can tell them to watch the second in about 10 years if you leave the house for a night.
I'm living in
not
that.
Not really a mail sack question, but I appreciate the advice.
I'm living in that. My daughters are 4 years apart, so my oldest can just babysit / watch our youngest, even though she's kind of old enough to watch herself. The problem is your clock, dude.
The clock's ticking.
Getting up there in the age ladder, you know. Do you want to be 40, 41 restarting at the baby stage?
It's old, man. It's old. 36 right now.
To each their own.
Soon to be 37. Time's running out.
I need to know when you're planning this, actually, because the last time we did not properly plan
for that was planned poorly.
Well, somebody told me they were going to be here for all 7 weeks and just instantly started disappearing.
All right, I'll be out Wednesday through Friday.
I'll be able to help you out there, Springer. I'm out this week. I'm going bowling.
Damn it. I'm going to make sure it's right in the middle of football season. Right in the middle of a playoff chase.
I mean, actually, well, you did it. You did do it at the tail end of the football season.
I got you to the Super Bowl. You know, I carried you to the Super Bowl.
Baseball player you criticized on our airwaves.
Daniel Murphy. I believe it was Daniel Murphy for the Cubs years
you
ago.
Told him to. No, I think he was the Nationals, wasn't he?
Was he? Maybe he was on the Nationals at the time. Yeah,
you were like,
maybe he was.
Plan when you have a child.
Yeah.
One of the more offensive things to ever air on our
Dude,
station.
It's the playoffs. Get your ass in the lineup. What are we doing here, man?
Some really upset parents texting in.
Not happy about that. The more you learn, the more you learn. There is your mail sack.
Mail sack.
Would you rather be cut for a dog? Or have a mouse adopted over you, because I still think it's the mouse one.
I don't think he's listening anymore. I think he's waiting for us to go to break. We got to go.
Danny's talking to me. Yeah. Another trade in the NFL here this morning.
Oh, who got traded?
Is it big?
We'll talk about
Sauce
it
Sauce Gardner.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, the Jets selling off Sauce Gardner.
There you go. Sauce Gardner got traded.
Sauce Gardner overrated?
A little bit.
There's a little bit to that.
A little bit.
Good player, but
good Buffalo Wild Wings commercials. We'll wrap it up.
He's going to the Colts.
They're going to the Colts. We'll go there next.
Two first round picks.
105.1 FM The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, well, not a lot of time here, but two trades to react to in the NFL. Deadline is right around the corner.
Oh, I hate one of these trades, but it's a good trade.
Sauce Gardner is going to the Colts for 2 first-round picks.
He's a good player, man, when he's healthy. 2 first-round picks is a hefty price to be paying. Yep. I don't blame the Jets. And if they can get off that contract.
Oh, I love this move for the Jets for sure. And if the Colts win, then it'll be worth it. The Jets are going nowhere.
Well, also, I do too, but they're still the Jets. So.
I mean, look, they're still the Jets. They'll I don't trust them. I'm just saying, like, why would you hold on? Like, I'd much rather if I'm in their spot. They're 1-7. You're
not
going anywhere with them. You might as well get 2 first-round picks.
Yep.
And he's on, what, a 4-year, $120 million deal? Like, dude, give me 2 first-round picks all day. Yes, sir. How about that for Sauce Gardner, though? Going to bed on the worst team in the NFL and then waking up on the best team in the AFC? That's a hell of a whirlwind for you. Hey, look at that.
That's got to feel like a nice breath of fresh air, man.
He already tweeted out, New York, it's been real. He can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, well, I guess you shouldn't say last because there's still a lot that could happen over the next couple hours. The Saints have traded Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks.
Love now, this move.
I have not seen, I don't know if you guys have, I have not seen the compensation.
It's not out yet.
Not out yet. So we don't know what draft pick they're going to get. But a speedster receiver, has been in the league for a couple of years. A little banged up last year, but back to playing at a better level this year, especially considering how bad their quarterback has been playing. And a guy at times who's been a deep play threat and again, as a very fast guy on the outside. So Seattle adds another weapon. Now we just wait to see what the compensation is.
Yeah, I don't know what the compensation is, but Shaheed is definitely the player on the Saints, aside from Kamara, who randomly just pisses you off. And he reunites with Clint Kubiak, who knows how to use him.
Good point.
They don't have Cooper Kupp. It's a nice option for them as a fellow NFC West fan.
Damn it. Damn it.
Good move, Seahawks. Good move.
Hopefully we get a lot more, man. I love a good trade deadline.
Dude. I think the deadline's going to be pretty active until about, what, 1 o'clock our time. So
we got a few more hours to go. We'll see how many more big moves we get, and we'll react to all of it tomorrow, depending on what happens. That will do it for us, folks. What
man.
A show today.
Crazy.
Lots going on. We got our first CFP rankings tonight, so we'll react to that tomorrow, 5 o'clock on ESPN, if you still have the channel and you want to watch. If you missed any of the show, Go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. That will do it for us on a Tuesday. Looks like the sun's out. Hopefully you got fun stuff planned the rest of the day. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next, listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.